The ABC's Managing Director, Michelle Guthrie, has faced strong criticism for the corporation's decision to turn off its shortwave radio service in Northern Australia. The ABC shut down the service last month, saying it'll save nearly $3 million. It had previously rebroadcast programs to the Northern Territory and the Pacific. Senators grilled Ms. Guthrie last night, demanding the ABC reveal the research it used to make the decision. Will Ockenden reports.
Greg is from Palmerston in the Northern Territory and is angry he wasn't consulted before the ABC turned off its shortwave radio service.
There's a lot of us here in the top end and all over the Territory that are peeved. It was all done and dusted.
His friend Spud has similar views.
Get to a station where there's no FM coverage or AM coverage, you got nothing.
The ABC's announcement in early December that it would end its shortwave transmission service in the Northern Territory and to international audiences has been controversial in the top end. Tour operators, fishermen and farmers have all been very vocal about losing what they say is an essential service. The ABC argues that its decision is all about dispensing with outdated technology so it can reinvest money in digital offerings like online and mobile services. At a Senate Estimates Committee hearing, the ABC's Managing Director, Michelle Guthrie, faced sustained questioning from Victorian National Senator Bridget McKenzie, but says the decision will save millions.
Our priority, you know, has to be the efficient management of our total ABC budget.
Ms. Guthrie was asked to produce the evidence the ABC used in coming to the decision to cancel shortwave broadcasts. Senators wanted to know what services, if any, are in place to reach remote listeners through the top end, the Pacific, and for emergency broadcasts.
That is still provided by the Bureau of Meteorology by shortwave for anybody that can't receive our services by VAST, by FM, or any other way.
So you have confidence that your withdrawal of shortwave won't impact on the emergency service information going to Northern Territory?
We receive our information around cyclones and floods from the Bureau of Meteorology.
VAST is Viewer Access Satellite Television, a service which provides free-to-air TV and radio which can be listened to through a TV set with a special box and decoder. But VAST is fixed due to the requirement of a 65-centimetre satellite dish, meaning people on the move can't access it. But Michelle Guthrie says it appears that many listeners in the NT aren't concerned with the switch-off, pointing to complaint figures.
Fewer than 15 people have located in the Northern Territory have contacted us since we made the announcement. So the number of people affected seems to be very small.
Text messages have been flooding into ABC local radio in Darwin over the last few weeks, urging the ABC to reconsider.
Will Ockenden.